weak solidarity bricky team, Lister, when sure we'd agree it's grossly unfair that there are thoughtless, cruel people who still criticise the greatest little economic order of them all just for doing what it's designed to do, make a killing, metaphorically and literally. The latter, workers, those affected by the need to make a killing, and the environment, Mother Earth and her flora and fauna. As we commented last week, the snake asked, why did you bite me after I helped you, was all logic. Because I'm a snake, it hissed. For goodness sake, if it, the greatest of the economic order, doesn't make a killing, it has no reason to exist. And if it didn't exist, well, imagine a world without capitalism. We couldn't enjoy all those food-for-thought ads that flood our media, for one, appealing to the highest common intellectual denominator. And worse, the great minds that create them might have to spend their time doing something useful. Now, I raise this because a highly moral business called Balmain Corporation this week epitomised all that we love about the greatest of the economic order. It sees a market opportunity and seizes it. See, Balmain is aware that some slightly unpopular industries like, say, coal, are having a bit of difficulty raising capital because of all these goody-goodies carrying on about ethical and, more pertinently, unethical investments. And therein lies the opportunity. Balmain Supremo Andrew Griffin, real name, boasts Balmain can fill the vacuum, fund fossils, and better still, charge higher interest rates. If there was a very clear government policy to fully disable the coal and gas and oil industries, then I think I might have a different view. I hope he's not suggesting the socialist fossils policies are a touch inadequate. Anyway, the bottom line, Andy went on, is that the government and the opposition both acknowledge the relevance of baseload power supply. And thus he concluded, coal will be a vital part of the economy for the next 50 or 60 years. That's where Andy's a bit over-optimistic, because on that basis the planet won't survive 50 or 60 years. Still, meanwhile, Andy and Balmain will make a killing. As a funds manager, I don't want to make ethical decisions for my investors, he explained. Well, let's ignore on one level he is making an ethical decision, but as the media goes into overdrive about evil union, alleged illegality, what Andy and Balmain are doing is totally ethical and legal. Thus, in microcosm, Andy and Balmain have captured the very spirit of capitalist morality. Congratulations, Andy, you've walked away with the Capitalist Morality of the Week award. A super effort, Lister, when one considers the strength of the competition. Thank you, it's an honour. Yes, we know how to make a killing. Do you mean financially or the peoples and the environments killed by your fossilised clients? Hang on, that's a bit rich from a commie station that supports terrorists. Where did that come from? We don't support Zion. On which, never thought I'd say this, but it is with great reluctance and some relief that I, and I assume we, must for the first time ever agree wholeheartedly with Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo, who told US of lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy, we face a choice between freedom and barbarism. We couldn't agree more. And pro-Palestine, non-land, non-people protesters, and shamefully there were plenty of them, what disrespect for an important distinguished visitor, protesters were not pro-non-land, non-people protesters, but Iran's useful idiots. Iran is paying these anti-liberty, freedom and democracy idiots. Now that I know, thanks for alerting us, Benjamin, I'm off to the Iranian embassy Monday to pick up my paycheck. Or perhaps Iran could send a few staff to hand out our checks tomorrow. Benjamin and the cheer squad, which turned up to eulogise murder, slaughter, genocide and destruction, must have felt relief from that anti-Semitic decision of the International Court of Justice that Zion's occupation of the lands from the river to the sea is illegal. Get out and hand the lands back. See, it's not anti-Semitic when Zion sloganizes from the river to the sea, because it's not really a slogan, it's reality. And the US of and Zion must have congratulated themselves for having the foresight not to recognize the anti-Semitic court, which bases its decisions on nothing more reliable than international law. A different international law to the US of world order the US of unilaterally imposes on everyone else. Unilateral? Well, not really, because lackeys like, close friends like True Blue Aussie also recognise the US of order, whereas Zion and the US of dismissed the illegal occupation ruling a disgrace. Because Zion points out their disputed territories, newspeak for the Palestinian non-land, non-people having no home. Just when we thought last weekend's global computer crash was down to US of cybersecurity giant CrowdStrike, to utilize a US ofism, CrowdStrike struck out, but no. Just to make sure we ask caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, and discovered it had nothing to do with CrowdStrike out the world. Like, you know, the blackout thingy shows yet again how weak, like, you know, Anthony Albanese is. If he wasn't so weak, this, you know, would have never have, like, happened. And he's a man who knows a thing or two. Well, two might be an exaggeration. In fact, on reflection, one could be a stretch. But we also learned the whole thing could have been averted altogether, but for, if I'd been big supremo, this would never have happened. The greatest never happened ever, ever. A disgrace by Crooked Joe and mad, crazy Kamala. So there. The world closed down thanks to weak Anthony, Crooked Joe and mad, crazy Kamala. We're all distressed at what happened to poor Donald's ear. But if there's a positive, if, for instance, it affects his hearing, then it won't matter because he never listens anyway. Injuring his mouth would be a different story. But it's got to be a sad reflection on poor lopsided Donald that all except the locked on MAGA, Make America Grotesque Again, deep thinkers are rooting, to coin a US of term, for Kamala, former prosecutor who says the choice is between freedom and chaos, a devotee of the law and a convicted felon. Although, let's clarify that last bit, because the supremely stupid True Blue Trouble the Poor Court, appointed by Donald, has declared Donald can't be convicted of anything. Choice between when one of Kamala's contributions to freedom was to take away the freedom of lots of victims of racism and poverty. Ads for Lord Rupert's True Blue Aussie Trillion with the big red True Blue Aussie up the top tell us it is celebrating 60 years of thought-provoking journalism. And I thought, yeah, spot on, Lord Rupert. It provokes thoughts like, what utter crap, reactionary bastards, rubbish, and similar thought provokes. Good to see Anthony Albanese joined Lord Rupert Sion Lockie at the big 60th celebration Thursday night. Sadly, it's not all happy families in Lord Rupert of Wapping Land. There's a court battle in Nevada with three of his offspring opposing Lord Rupert's attempt to change the conditions of a family trust to favour Lockie, because Lord Rupert knows he can trust Lockie to maintain his fearless belief in objectivity and balance, Lord Rupert style. Meanwhile, his local print opposition, the Nine print outlets, saw journalists on strike from yesterday. Interesting, Lord Rupert carried reports on the Nine strike, the Nine papers ignored, well, missed that piece of news completely, but the Nine papers are reporting on Lord Rupert's family legal battles, while, yep, you guessed it, Lord Rupert's outlets have missed that one altogether. Funny that. Another great filthiest rich of the filthy rich locked in legal battles over who gets what, poor Gina, well, not so poor, can at least console herself that since the 2020 pandemic, the filthiest rich of have increased their wealth by 70%, making us question these claims that people are doing it tough, because surely wages have risen exponentially or at least proportionately. Surely the time is right. Just check on that. Let's see. Sorry, bad news. Doing it tough. No, the time is not right. A wage rise would wreck the economy. Bad luck. But we did criticise those who would criticise the filthy rich for just doing what the filthy rich must do. So we must criticise Oxfam, which released the 70% report. For instead of eulogising the filthy rich for their invaluable contribution to all of us, described the wealth gap as amoral. What ingratitude! Inequality in True Blue Aussie and across the globe has reached obscene levels, it raved, then claimed governments are failing to protect people and the planet. Isn't envy despicable? In the good God, there's someone worse department, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, refuting the True Blue Aussie Academy of Technological Sciences and Engineering, concluding modular nuclear reactors were unproven and we could not have a nuclear industry until the mid-40s and at great cost. And what would they know compared to Pete, said he was seeking an honest debate. Like, you know, I'm not interested in the fanatics from both sides of the argument, like you know. Like, you know, finally there's someone further to the right, to the fanatical right. Good morning.